Hello and welcome to another wonderful episode of the Richard Campbell Podcast. Today, I'm joined here by the one and only, the magnificent, John Seeley.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, dude.
So what's going on, man? How was your day?
My day was good. I was at work. You know, hospitality industry, just thriving, and went home and...
Is the hospitality industry thriving right now?
Our particular property, yeah. Okay. And we're in Arizona, so...
That definitely plays a part in
how things are running, so...
Oh, dude, my ears are ringing. I forgot to bring ear protection with me.
Oh no!
Without shooting,
they've just been ringing. You don't have like earplugs just like in your case or anything.
So I like reorganize a lot of my stuff, and so moral of the story, no, I didn't.
I bet you won't forget that again.
You know, it's nice not really being able to hear people.
I would, I definitely relate to that a lot, considering my hearing's already shot, so.
Yeah. So, as you can see, I'm kind of, ghetto with this setup, dude.
I mean, I've seen worse.
You know, I tried to hook up two mics to this thing, and it just...
Wouldn't do it?
The reverb, dude, I was just like, made my ears hurt worse.
I mean, you'll move up. You'll get a better setup eventually.
Yeah. I'm thinking of having people doing like a, so you can put it on there where like people can donate, you know. I'm just gonna do that.
Yeah, I'd start a GoFundMe for your podcast.
No, they just donate directly to the podcast, and it'll go with like, I mean, if they enjoy it, the show. I don't really think many people are, but whatever, dude.
I mean, what's your goal here? You know what I mean? Like, what's the goal of the podcast? What's the vision? What's going through your head when you wanted to do this?
It's fun, dude.
Yeah?
I just want to talk to people. Like,
you want to talk to people, record it, and blast it on the interweb?
Yeah, for sure. I want to hear people tell you little secrets and just put it on the internet.
No, man, you know? Dude.
No, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't have, like a set, like... goal or like theme of the podcast.
You're just trying to be the sober Joe Rogan?
No, I'll never be Joe Rogan. It's not a goal to be Joe Rogan. But I do think that, you know, through communication, maybe we can like learn and grow.
Mm.
Especially me, you know. I would like to learn and grow. My brain doesn't work as well as it used to, but there's still some.
I mean, as it's been shown, there's always room for growth, no matter how old you are. So
yeah, you don't have to act all professional. It's okay. We can talk about licking buttholes. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I do like to. Well, actually, as my dad said, licking a butthole is like licking a 9-volt battery. You know, it's gonna be weird, but you're gonna do it anyways. You know what I mean?
I've never licked a battery. So there's that.
that's how you tell they're good, man.
Yeah. So you just moved.
We just moved to a new house. It's pretty badass.
Nice. We're trying to buy a house, dude.
How's that going for you?
Not enough money. The house costs too much. So, yeah, we're probably going to get it, you know.
Eventually, right?
Yeah.
Down the line.
Yeah, you know. I like to put people in tight places.
You've been looking at, like, FAH loans and stuff like that?
We're going to do a conventional.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. For anybody wondering, the money's in a bank account, so rob the bank. I got shit here.
The money's actually not real. It's digital, so you actually can't rob
that's
anything.
Another thing. It's... For sure, like 90% of the money in America is fake on a computer. Okay, it's not even real fucking substance. Dang, that turned dark quick. That turned dark quick. Invest in cryptocurrency. No, probably not.
Don't do that either.
Don't do that.
Unless you have a lot of money. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. Or you want to let it sit there for a long time.
Dogecoin is backed by memes, so if you're fine with being a part of that, then by all means, invest in Dogecoin. Which,
Dogecoin is kind of cool, because like the people who made Dogecoin, like they take that money and they do like humanitarian efforts, which is kind of cool, but like anybody who thinks Dogecoin is going to ever reach a dollar is not... They're kind of an idiot. They're idiots, dude.
You know? I mean, you never know. People...
Unless they fix the blockchain, dude. But it's like you can mine an unlimited amount of Dogecoin. That's why Bitcoin prices go up. That's why all the other prices go up and continue to go up, because there's a finite supply of, you know, Bitcoin. And once the last Bitcoin is mined, dude, there's no more Bitcoin. You can only, you know, buy, sell, and trade what's already there.
Well, then you could make the, you could equate Dogecoin to the American dollar.
Or anybody else's dollar.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. It's just.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not backed by anything. So,
no, it's not.
And there's infinite number, you know what I mean?
Because American dollar used to be backed.
Federal Reserve go burr, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So the way I like to imagine like the American dollar is, it's a balloon, right? And we just keep blowing air into this fucking balloon.
We're too big to fail, dude. It's too big to fail.
They should have let those airline companies go under. Fuck them.
They should let the majority of companies go under, right? That's
for
the
sure. Because,
idea of the
because
free
how
market.
How are they going to, like, how are you going to learn from the mistakes of a failure and build something better if you keep being bailed out when you fail?
Right. And it's, I hate it because it's like the same. It's like on the right specifically, they're like, boo welfare, boo all this, but like we need to bail out companies, you know what I mean?
not just the right who does that, but yeah.
Well, it's the opposite side of this, of the spectrum, when you look at the left, right? It's like people need more safety nets, but boo bailing out corporations, you know what I mean? And although
the people, not the politicians,
right? Well, I mean, the politicians, you can't pin them down on their beliefs 90% of the time, because they're so flip-floppy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, they could say one thing one day and then completely...
Yeah, whatever lobbyists gave them money that week.
Yeah, or whatever they think is going to do the best for them.
Except for... there's, so, this is something that a lot of people, I think, like, this whole red versus blue thing fucking blows my mind, dude, because, like, there is a lot of really good up-and-coming Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, who got fucking blackballed over some bullshit, Andrew Yang, I had like three others before I mean, Bernie Sanders is an up-and-coming, but I feel like Bernie Sanders' heart's in the right place, you know what I'm saying? And like, politicians like that are like a rare breed. And so like, I mean... you got Dan Crenshaw. He's another one. He's also Republican, so yeah, kind of biased towards him. There's this other one. I can't remember his name. He's in the House of Representatives, some district down in Texas. But he's a really like veteran, down to earth guy. Cool and like. I'm going to be honest, for all you fucktards out there, if Andrew Yang or Tulsi Gabbard or Bernie Sanders had got the DNC nomination, I would have voted for him. Sorry, Trump's not our hero and savior.
I mean, you know me, I'm Yang gang all the way.
For sure. Yeah. I hope he wins mayor.
Yeah, I wish he could be my mayor. You know what I mean?
For sure. So like, that being brought up, I do have questions about the UBI.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
You know, I think if you find a way, I think Andrew Yang is correct on a point where, like, it's getting to the point where technology is growing and will continue to grow.
And innovation.
Right. Yes. And what are people going to do for work as we outsource this stuff that can just be run by a program? You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't take, you know, you've got like a fleet of semi trucks, for example, right? My uncle is a semi truck. And so eventually those become automated, right? And instead of you've got like a whole team of these truck drivers, you have automated trucks and like a handful of people doing maintenance and programming.
So what Musk is doing, like, short term is they want to have a lead truck with a driver and then these automated trucks who follow like a train.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Tesla's going far, dude, because with the help of SpaceX and the fucking 10,000 or whatever satellites he's going to be putting into lower orbit, like, they're going to have a massive lead on anybody else trying to do self-driving cars.
Yeah. I mean, they already do have a massive lead.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's gonna. But okay, back to the UBI. I agree with the UBI to an extent. I do have some concerns though. Like, where does the money initially come from?
Well, Andrew Yang's idea is to do the VAT, which stands for variable something tax. I can't remember off the top of my head. And the idea behind that is you tax a little bit out of every stock that is traded.
It's like a penny transfer tax, right?
Right, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean?
To buy
and
a stock or sell a
millions stock. And millions and millions of stocks are traded every single day.
Yeah.
Every like second and every minute, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where a good portion of that money would come from, although it still falls short. And that's where we get to the point of like this excess amount of wealth that people have. And I'm not saying eat the rich, but I am saying that like after every $3 million you make, you should pay, like, you should be taxed on every single dollar you make after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So maybe. But like, these guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk didn't get to the top, you know, just working their ass off. They were innovative. They're like minds of their time, dude. You know, like, they're pushing the envelope on where mankind is going.
Right. And I'm not trying to discredit that or say that they don't deserve the money that they have. I'm just saying that they have too much money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's,
I mean,
that's
how are they going to spend it?
They can't.
Bezos going to spend his money? Because, like, I know Elon Musk, like, you know, he's got a bunch of fucking money, but, like, he sold all his fucking houses. He sold most of his material possessions in the pursuit of, like, getting mankind interplanetary, progressing mankind technologically. Like, he's not, you know, I'd like.
Right. And I mean, Jeff Bezos is doing like space stuff with his thing. He's like taking a step back from like Amazon to focus on his, I can't remember the name.
They're
gonna
break that shit up.
Yeah. Which is another thing that they should do, right?
Should they though? Because a lot of family owned retail, like retail stores and everything, use Amazon, and that's one of their like main forms of income.
I would say yes.
You should break up Facebook, but I don't see. You should break up Google and Facebook.
Every company that gets too big eventually runs like a monopoly, right? And it suffocates out local businesses more. If you're talking about like local retailers relying on Amazon, there's other ways that they can get stuff shipped to them. You know what I mean?
Well, no. So Amazon helps with the selling of their product.
Oh, yeah. So you're talking about like warehouse sales and distribution, correct?
Yeah. Amazon makes most of their money from like memberships.
Yep.
And like a small amount from like the actual sale of a product.
Right. And they're also focusing on, at this point in time, cutting out the middleman on all their transactions, right? So they're trying to get their own airplanes to fly their packages so they don't have to rely on stuff like that. You know what I mean? And so that's where it's they should be broken up.
I could agree with that. We do need FedEx and UPS. I don't know about USPS. But.
I mean, I think, you know, without the postal service that, I mean, so, crap, man. Like, we grew up in a small town, right? Like, without the postal service, what would they do there? You know what I mean?
You know, I'm going to be honest. The same thing humans have done for thousands of years now.
Or rely on the postal service like we have. For 300 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's an American institution. And instead of scrapping the idea, we should look into how we to improving it.
Yeah,
like, Bernie Sanders' idea about, like, having them become a bank, you know what I mean, is, I think, a good idea.
I don't know government-run banks. I'm not so hot on the Federal Reserve already.
Right. But, I mean, banks in and of itself are corrupt as shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, you could say, you can... say government-run institutions suck, but institutions in general kind of suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just one is the people have a little control over, and then the others they don't have any control over at all because they're private businesses. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. So that being said, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's going to hit some nerves. So how do you feel about, say, for example... Nike's capitalistic approach to virtue signaling to make an income? Because it's wrong. Like there are a lot of companies who are capitalizing on this whole Black Lives Matter thing and making a buck off it.
Right. It's I would agree that it's wrong to make a buck off of like people's plight. Or their like fanatic beliefs or whatever you want to call it. However,
Black Lives Matter isn't a fanatic belief.
I just mean in general. I'm generalizing, not specifically with Black Lives Matter.
So that's Black Lives Matter, the movement, not the organization. Just to be clear.
I mean, it's completely hypocritical, but we see all of that across the board when it comes to every corporation, right? If you look at, so Nike has Colin Kaepernick, but then also uses sweatshops in like labor camps in like China and like in the East to make their stuff, right? You know what I mean? And so it's definitely virtue signaling. But at the same time, it's that kind of like a medium like helps spread like the education of the general issues, right? So even though they're making money off of it, when you have big corporations and they're like, do you remember that Gillette commercial that came out?
Oh, the toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
thing?
Right. You know what I mean?
I have some gripes with it, you know?
Right. So in toxic masculinity, is a thing, right? But also like men's issues are a thing as well. And so if you want to talk about toxic masculinity, let's also talk about how men are also victims of sexual abuse. You know what I mean? Let's also talk about these other things that help cause the toxic masculinity culture.
So another thing I have, another problem that I have with the whole toxic masculinity thing is there's no like gray area, like there's like this huge gray area in what toxic masculinity is, but then like even in like some social bubbles, masculinity in and of itself is looked down upon, and I like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like inherently masculine, but I feel like all men get lumped into toxic masculinity if you do something. Anything at all that a woman disagrees with, which I think is wrong. Like,
can you give me an example?
No, I
can't. For sure. So I also don't agree with like the counterculture now of saying like all men are bad and like men are trash and like all this stuff. And I see it all the time online because I'm a part of these like really like, seedy Facebook groups, you know what I mean?
I bet you are.
And it's just like,
sometimes I wonder what your echo chamber looks like.
I'm actually not a part of a lot of echo chambers anymore.
Me either.
When
I check my Facebook once a week, and it's on my laptop, not on my phone.
So I try to avoid echo chambers as much as I can. Actually, I learned about that in college when I was learning about like the pull of the media. And it's, I used to be follow pages like Occupy Democrats and stuff like that. And they completely twist things out of like they twist scenarios. Yeah, so you know what I mean? And it happens on the right, too.
So does the right.
Yeah. So I try to like the main news source I go to is like AP News, you know what I mean? And like Reuters, which are like some of the most unbiased news sources you can get.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about toxic masculinity, it's like for the longest time in the majority of like American history, men have had like this like dominance over like business, industry, you know, like home issues and all this stuff, right? And that's not necessarily true all over the world, right? There are certain places where women, like if you look at Norse, like ancient Norse culture, yeah, women would hold the money and they could divorce their husbands and like all this stuff, right?
My family has a powerful matriarch at the head.
Okay? Yeah.
I would never dare disrespect my grandma in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying. I lost my train of thought, dude. I did this on the last podcast too.
I think that it's just like with most of the issues that we're dealing with today, we're still dealing with the fallout of like past decisions, whether it's like women's suffrage and like you could still beat your wife in the 60s, right? Like people remember that like legally, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, we're not that far away yet. You know what I mean? We still have so much room we can grow. And part of the fallback on men is like, it's a part of that, right? So, I would like to say that like individual men don't always necessarily deserve that hate. But men, if you look as a demographic in America, some of them kind of do, right? Like if you like generalize it, a lot. So
if you generalize a lot,
right.
Yes. Okay.
So, like, that's why I say I understand where they're coming from, even if I don't agree when they, like, individually make it out, right? And because, like, you can say the argument, like, not all men, blah, 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 blah. But, like,
there's toxic females, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
Cardi B is a toxic female.
I mean, we both personally know some toxic females.
Yeah. I still run into one. Speedway. Just kidding. She beat me up, dude. She beat me up.
Me too, dog. Me too. But yeah, I mean, like it goes both ways, right? And I think it's just women are louder about it right now, because they're really trying to break that mold. I'm a feminist in the aspect that I believe in equality. So all the way across the board, right? And okay. So that means domestic violence cases when a woman hits herself in the face and then calls the cops. You know what I mean? Yeah, that men always goes to the jail, yeah, right?
No matter what.
Exactly.
The man goes to jail.
And they're doing better. But it's still like there's this and I've talked about this a few times before, like on the internet, is like, I hate this, like, there's like these conflicting ideas of that, like, women want to be independent and they want to be valued and they want all this other stuff, but then they're still willing to like willing and able to play the victim, like when push comes to shove, because that's one of their biggest assets and that's how they get away with things. You know what I mean? You can look at custody rights, right? Arizona is a mother state, you know what I mean? And you know this shit better than anybody else. You know what I mean? It's fucking hard to get custody.
Yeah. The judge pretty much looked me in the eyes and said, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
You know?
And that shouldn't be the case, right? And I hate that it's that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I think part of the thing is, too, is, like, if you want to talk about like just biology in general, men are just more threatening and intimidating. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so you
got higher bone density, more muscle mass.
Right. You know? It's like if you go to court process and
more protein.
It's fucking like a little 110-pound girl and you're like, nah, she beat me up. You know what I mean? They're going to laugh at you and kick you out of the courtroom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
which is kind of fucked up because like, what was I supposed to do? Hit her
right. Back, you know what I mean? Because if you hit her back,
then you're really
fucked. Yeah. Exactly. So I think the main problem is just like education and like changing the culture. And like we're in that like period where things are starting to change pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, things are changing quick. Speaking of education, I feel like there's like this like education in America, what are the fucking, I'm not that smart, dude. I'm not really that smart, okay? But like the standards that they have, there's really been like minimal changes to those standards in the last like couple decades. You know, they include some like newer stuff, but like for the most part, we're one of the wealthiest, biggest nations in the world. And we don't rank very high with, like, standardized testing and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the countries that rank high in education, standardized testing is something that they don't really do. Not like, well, you not, know, not, we've got, like, the like, AIMS test and the SAT and, like, all that other kind of shit.
Yeah, but, like, how do I word this? Like, I feel like the schooling in America is to like prepare somebody to go into entry level workforce and just be a workhorse. Like there's no like, I mean, and I don't know about the college level, but like I didn't experience much like stimulation of like creativity. I mean, my fucking English class was the fucking same thing, just with bigger books for like 5 years, you know?
I mean, I think that I had plenty of stimulation for creativity while I went to school, you know what I mean? And
that could be another problem too.
Yeah, so when I went to school. Yeah, when I went to school, which is choices of my own. Could like the people that were like around during my childhood have done a better job? Sure. But like at a certain point when I'm 16 years old, I'm making my own decisions, whether I'm fully aware of the consequences or not. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and like, you know, like I had guitar class and I was in drama and like all of this other stuff, you know what I mean? But really, if you look at like the core classes, like math and English and science, and especially in like the STEM fields, public schools suck when it comes to STEM fields. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I really, like, just me personally, but I think, like, maybe some, like, musical theory or, like, automotive mechanic or fucking carpentry or something should also be part of the core.
Oh,
you know?
I agree wholeheartedly, and I even think that we should like expand upon that and do like vocational like apprenticeships when you're like in your senior year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like get you ready, because like jobs like electricians, plumbers and stuff like that, you know what I mean, they're highly paid.
No matter how good the computer gets, he's not going to be able to clean your shitty pipes.
Yeah. But as far as education goes, it's just like it's a lack of investment. Like if you look at like the total budget of like what the United States spends, it's like the majority of like our tax dollars go to military spending and corporate subsidies. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like a very small portion of your tax dollars goes to the public education system.
Yeah.
And so we need to reevaluate our priorities really as a nation in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how do we do that? How do we do that with our current representatives in office?
So the first trick to changing up the priorities, because like you talked about, right? It's like there are some good people in office, right? Like people who seem like average day citizens who like know what it is. However, I feel like a lot of representatives in the United States start off that way, right?
Yeah.
It's like most of them are like small time like lawyers, or they held like a couple like state seats first, you know what I mean?
I don't trust any lawyers.
What's funny about lawyers is that it's not really based in like fact, you know what I mean? No. It's just like you just kind of like argue your yeah. fact about something, you know? Yeah. But the lobbying is really where people start to change, right?
Yes.
And so in order to prevent stuff like that, it's like I think that you should only be able to, like, a campaign should only be able to take X amount of dollars and spend it on their campaign, and that's it, right?
Yeah, and they should only be able to take it from individual donations.
Right, people, so...
not corporations or...
Yeah, and super PACs, lobbyists. You know yeah, what I mean? Yeah, and that's where Bernie Sanders has it right. He's been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
Repeal Citizens United, which is a bill that, like, lets dark money and super PACs donate to political candidates, because that's how... that's where people, I mean, money talks in America, straight up. Like there's like, you know, we can talk about morals and everything all day, but at the end of the day, it's like, greed is a human thing and we will always have a problem with it. And so we have to fight the concept of greed to the best of our ability. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I'm greedy. I'm frugal. I'm not greedy. I don't have much money, but yeah. The money I do have, I don't like to spend.
So we have a dog eat dog culture, right? It's like survival of the fittest. If you can't make it, you're fucking screwed. You know,
that's
what I
evolution,
mean?
Bro. That's Darwinism. What's wrong with that, dude?
I mean, do you believe in eugenics too?
What's eugenics?
Eugenics is the concept that like. People with like autism and stuff like that, like, shouldn't be allowed to have children because they're weaker. And so we breed out, quote unquote, the impurities, quote unquote, in the genetic pool.
Oh, no. I don't believe in that. I also don't know very many people with Down syndrome who are having kids.
Right. Well, I can tell you that a lot of people with autism have kids, and you probably know.
But a lot of those people with autism are smart as fuck.
Right. Or there's like, anyways, it's on the autism spectrum. It's like you've got highly functioning.
I don't know much about this.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. Yeah. But just because survival. I mean, you could say survival of the fittest is the thing, but like we've been taking care of our elders for a really long time and our life expectancy has gone up.
Dude. We should retire at 55 and at like 65, 70.
Don't listen to this, Richie's grandma. He's just kidding.
Yeah. I love you, grandma. You feeding off the tax dollar right now. I'm just kidding, grandma.
So it's like... I hate that our, right, so if we want to change the priorities, first we have to get money out of politics, right? Like at least the massive amount of money that go into politics out. Like, just in like Lindsey Graham's re-election race that just happened, they spent more money than they could even spend in that election cycle. You know what I mean? Like they raised more money than they could have spent.
So where does that extra money go?
That's a good question. They can like hold on to it. It's called like a war chest. Really? Yeah.
Oh, for the next election.
Yeah.
Or for like that trip to Cabo.
Yeah. Or for Trump's legal fees. You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's any.
Acquitted twice. Acquitted twice. Okay.
yeah. So it's so you get the money out of politics, right? And like that's really what it boils down to. And term limits, right?
Oh, term limits is a big thing.
Yeah. That's the one thing that Ted Cruz, that's ever come out of his mouth that I've agreed with, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, he went on vacation as soon as Texas froze over.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look good for him.
There's a couple people that are upset with him.
Yeah, just a few. Just a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also, I feel like
what happened in Texas has kind of been twisted a little bit. Because, like, Texas has a large part of their power grid dedicated to, like, nuclear and solar wind farms and stuff like that. And it was just kind of like, yeah, some shit's fucked up in Texas right now. But it was, like, not just the frost and the freezing cold temperatures, but, like, they also had plants down for maintenance and... You know, it only freezes there once every 100 years
or so. Right. So what it boils down to, at least my understanding, and I listen to like news podcasts every fucking day for reason. I do, yeah.
Did you listen to my podcast, bro?
Yeah, I did. Did the you? The one with Martin. I listened to that one, yeah.
That was a heavy hitter to start with.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was, I didn't even know how to respond sometimes. Because like that was the first time we ever like sat down and he just like told me his story, dude. And like,
yeah.
And like, I like, he got me off guard, dude. Some of the things I had never heard come out of his mouth before. And like it was like stuff I knew, but didn't want to like look him directly in the face and talk about, you know, didn't know.
Yeah.
It was intense for me, dude. I can't imagine how it was for him.
So it's like, they just weren't prepared for a frost of that magnitude. No, they weren't. And it also tells a story about how the infrastructure in America is slowly, well, more rapidly failing. You know what I mean? It's because some of these things have been around for a really, really long time. And instead of like taking the money to invest, to, like fix things, they're just like, well, we're just going to let it run until it breaks. You know what I mean?
So how do you feel about the, I don't know what it's called, the natural gas pipeline that was shut down just recently?
Well, I don't think it should have been built in the first place. So
why?
Well, the Native Americans were protesting, and like if they feel like that land is sacred to them, who am I to say, oh well, fuck you? You know what I mean? Okay. America has a really bad history of fucking over its indigenous peoples.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. So I didn't know that. I just know that it was like shut down, and something like 12,000 people lost their jobs.
Yeah, it's like 15,000 people lost their jobs, which is like. I feel bad for those people, but like at the same time, I don't think it should have been built in the first place. You don't remember the Standing Rock protests that were happening like a couple of years ago? So this
is the Keystone Pipeline we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not done yet, dude?
No.
Why don't they just like root it around?
Right?
Go around the fucking, like, go around their sacred land, dude. What's the big deal? We have fucking pavement from coast to coast, dude. You can take a little detour.
Yeah.
And those guys make a little more money.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been okay with that. You know what I mean? I'm not a big proponent on relying on fossil fuels.
No,
but,
me either. But we're not at the point yet where we can phase it out.
No, you're absolutely right. And we're slowly getting there, and it's going to be slow. And,
yeah.
But we're working on it, and that's the best that we can do.
Yeah,
apparently.
I think so. Like, Iceland is one of those real big, like, they're almost completely dependent on like renewable energy sources. They're also a lot smaller than us, but I think it's super cool that they are able to do that,
right? And there's a lot of European nations that are like that too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's also a lot of European nations that are not.
I agree with that too. And like, we need to build nuclear plants, hands down. You know what I mean? Like, we need to build nuclear solar plants.
Yeah, there should be one in each state, dude. Fuck
it. Yeah.
You know?
No.
Everybody's scared of nuclear, dude, but like, I don't think they've ever really taken a real look at it. What happened in Fukushima was, you know, very unfortunate. But that was also, it was like an old reactor, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. Something the storage cells were heating up and they weren't tracking it properly. I don't know.
I'm not sure either. It's been a long time since that happened, at least for my memory. But yeah, I mean, there is no reason why, sure, these smaller European countries have like less people to worry about as far as like integrating their power grids to renewables, yeah, and but
it's exponentially less.
Right. It, no, it is. It's a dramatic amount. However, because we're the wealthiest nation and, you know what I mean? There is no reason that we can't put a little bit more effort towards going renewable. You know what I mean?
Yes. And no. Yes. In the, how do I say this? So, like, Americans are fucking stubborn. and we're stuck in our ways.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? Yeah.
So, you have to make it sound good. You know what I'm saying? You have to put some, you have to put some real fucking cool.
Well, the majority of America believes in climate change. You for know sure. What I mean? Well,
That's another thing. why do they believe in climate change? Like, science is pretty factual,
yeah.
You know? But I also think, like, Americans as a whole could be, like, a lot more, like, mindful, too. Like, you know, use, like, reusable grocery bags.
Yeah.
A refillable water bottle.
Yeah.
Like, that would cut out a lot of the fucking plastic, you know? I don't know how to that's why I'm doing this, okay? Because we need to talk about stuff. People don't want to talk about stuff. They just want to say, you're blue, you're bad, you're red, you're racist, you know? And that's not the truth of it. Like, that's...
Yeah, no, I agree. No, and having a conversation is how you start, so... Fuck, where were we even talking about?
Listen, I'm all on board with renewable fucking energy. If I could afford a Tesla, I would have one right now.
Me too.
So please donate to the podcast. I will have a link at the bottom of the podcast page. Have you seen the Plaid, bro? The Tesla Plaid? It's like 0 to 60, like 1.9 seconds. Dude, fuck it.
No, I haven't.
It has a ludicrous mode.
Yeah.
He's my hero. He really is.
Elon Musk is your hero?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. I'll never be as smart as him or as rich as him.
I mean, it's nice to start off rich, so.
Yeah. He didn't have a little help. But, even so, like what he did is like me taking a dollar and turning it into $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he did.
I mean, he was really good about finding the right people and being persistent in what he wanted to do. So I will give him credit for that. Yeah. So, because
what are your gripes with Elon, bro?
Well, I mean, his money came from apartheid stuff that his dad was doing in South Africa. So that's my first gripe with how Elon Musk, like, yeah. My second gripe with Elon Musk is that when Tesla was founded, he literally bought the term founder from the people who were actually coming up with the Tesla.
Yeah.
So he found the right people and then paid them off, and then was persistent enough in his idea and threw enough money at it to where it was like, oh yeah, we can build it this.
Right? It would have never been what it is today without
him. Oh no, I agree. 100%. I agree. Tesla would not be what it is today without Elon.
Do you
have
like a Citibank credit card?
No.
Okay. Do you use AT&T or Verizon?
No.
No, I asked you a multiple choice, not a yes or no.
Oh, well, neither.
Neither. Okay. The reason I ask is because Citibank was first founded, 150 years ago by a guy who actually ran a bank for, like, selling slaves.
Right. No, you can't escape that kind of stuff. And I'm just saying, like, it's not Elon's fault that his dad was, like, a terrible person who made money off of other people's misfortune in South America or South Africa. But still, that's where he got his money to start from. You know what I mean? And so, like,
Bro, your watch was mined in China, bro.
Yeah, consumerism at its finest, right?
I don't get why you have a gripe with... You have a gripe with Elon's dad. Okay, not Elon.
Well, and also that he's a founder, but not really a founder, so...
He had a lot of input on the Roadster.
Yeah.
Like...
So much that he threw it up into space.
We're about to see some toxic masculinity. All right, let's get off this Elon thing.
No. He's cool, and I'm really grateful for what he's done.
He's like the leader.
He's the leader America needs.
Pushing us towards renewable
energy. I need the Hyperloop, man. If he brings me the Hyperloop, you know what I mean? Everything's forgiven.
If fucking California could get their heads out of their asses, we would have had it.
If everybody could get their heads out of their asses, there is no reason why we shouldn't have a bullet train system in America, okay?
No, there's no reason not. You're absolutely right.
And that brings me back to we need to invest in our infrastructure.
For sure. For sure. I don't see that being done.
Oh yeah, no, definitely not. This is where the greed factor comes in. It's like you don't fix something until it's broken, right? And so
it's broken.
Yeah.
It's broken.
Right. So in Texas, now that children are dying of hypothermia and like people are living without like potable water right now, you know what I mean? It's like now they'll make the investment to protect from a frost like this from happening again.
Yeah, but that's Texas, bro. You can't expect that in the rest of the U.S. There's still lead in water.
Yeah, I know. But that's my point, right? Is like we have to change the culture of like how do we save the most money? It's like Federal Reserve go brr, man. Like whenever corporations need money because they need to be bailed out, it's not even like they don't even think twice about it.
We need to let them fucking die. They need to die so something better can grow in this place.
Right. Or we need to treat the issues that everyday people deal with the same way, which is throw money at it until it's fixed.
I disagree.
Well, I'm saying it's one or the other, right? It's like...
just me personally, I had some problems, and if you were to just throw money at me until it was fixed, that problem would still be a problem.
maybe, right? Like, decriminalizing drugs has statistically shown to, like, decrease the amount of, like, people who, like, go to prison and, like, return back, and when you focus on restoring... Yes,
and that also gives, like... things like the cartel less of a leg to stand on in their operations in America.
You don't have a recycling can in here, dog?
Don't what the fuck. They separate and recycle it at our plant.
There's little things everybody can do. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. But, you know, they do pay a guy to separate it. And I don't want to take his job away. No, I'm just kidding. Where was I? I just had a great thought, dude. Fucking
recycling. We were talking about decriminalizing drugs.
The cartel is a huge, like, $1 billion operation, and it's not just one cartel. Like, there's like 14 or 15 or 20 of them. I'm not exactly sure.
We're talking about you, the CIA.
Yeah, dude. What this war on drugs has cost billions of dollars in taxpayers' money. It's put millions of people behind bars, and
disproportionately affected African Americans.
Yeah, but so did the 1984 crime bill, and we don't see that anywhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, we do. So
we do, but we still elected him. You know what I'm saying? And I say we. I didn't vote for him, but we as a people elected him. What do you think about voter fraud, dog? Let's talk about this, bro.
Do you want to talk about voter fraud?
Okay. Do you believe there is voter fraud?
So I believe that voter fraud happens, but not on a scale
that would have any effect on the outcome of an election. Yes. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
I've heard some people tell me voter fraud is not real.
Not yeah. so it's not it real in the sense that unlike the Trump camp was saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't defend it in court, dude. No, he was like
he could.
1 for 62 in court cases, dog. And the first one he won before the election even started. He's
2 for 62 because he was acquitted twice.
That's not in the court of law, though. I'm not going to count that one.
I got a joke every once in a while.
No, it's fine.
Zeus!
And the crazy thing about that is, these are happening in like Republican places too, where like the cases are getting shot down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
Like Georgia conservative judges, Arizona conservative judges. You know what I mean?
See, that's hard for me to believe. Like Coconino County, yeah, I see Coconino County as blue, but like the rest of Arizona, dude, I just.
Well, and that's where you can kind of like have still a little bit of faith in the system. You know what I mean?
I do, and I accepted it,
too. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they called it way too early, though.
I think it took
them a week to call Alaska, but they called Arizona that night with like 800,000 votes to still count.
Yeah, I don't know the math that goes behind that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Either. There's like, I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Multiple nights when the election happened, watching Hassan Piker's Twitch about the election, and he's like bringing in all these experts and like talking about how like they've got like people on the ground in like the voting centers, like counting votes and like all this stuff. And basically, the way it works is like when the total amount of votes is like they like lean it towards like, well, a certain percentage is probably going to be this, and then the rest is going to be this, and then that's the way that they judge that it's not possible. I do agree that like they probably shouldn't have called it until they were like absolutely sure with how like polarizing the election was.
There's like 3 people in Alaska, dude, and they called it. Like they didn't call it for.
Well, I mean, you can pretty much, you know what I mean, call Alaska like right away. So like California, I mean?
Have family in Alaska. And yeah, I think I'm not sure exactly, but I'm pretty sure they, you know, they're predominantly Democrat voters.
No.
My family in Alaska.
Oh, your family is. Oh, I thought you were talking about Alaska. Yeah. Like, no, Alaska's for sure conservative.
Yeah.
They're just a bunch of weed-smoking rednecks.
Bambi. Whoa, what? Easy. Alaska is beautiful.
No, it is. I can't
wait to go up there. They're not rednecks, dude. Say Georgia, bro. Offended you would say that. Just because they live off the land and...
I'm sorry that you're offended.
God. Just generalize people like that. What is wrong with you? No. Sorry. I want to go to Alaska and hunt some animals. So.
You're going to ride in a helicopter and shoot some wolves?
No.
They do that up there.
Well, what's the wolf population look like?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a healthy population?
I don't think that you should be able to ride in a helicopter and shoot wolves from a helicopter.
It depends, though, because they do it in Texas, too, with the feral pigs, dude. But those feral pigs cause millions of dollars worth of agricultural damage every year that these ranchers, if they don't do that, will lose their crops and their...
Yeah. And like, I understand reasons behind that. I wish I could give you a for sure answer, but I don't know what the wolf population. And I just remember when Sarah Palin was still in office, she like, they reinstituted killing wolves up there. You know what I mean? So, out of a helicopter specifically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, so, and once again, I don't know the reasoning behind it. There could be completely legitimate reasons for it, you know what I mean? It's just, I agree with hunting, absolutely, as long as it's done from the mind of, like, conservation, because, like, without hunting, animal populations blow up and destroy ecosystems.
Yeah, and then they starve to death. They suffer.
Yeah. And so like I'm completely down with stuff like that. I don't necessarily agree with stuff like trophy hunting, where like you can just...
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I do think that like if you were to harvest a giant bull elk, mm-hmm. Like there's nothing wrong with taking pride in like the size of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see anything like
that. Yeah. When I talk about trophy hunting,
you mean rhinos?
Yeah, rhinos, again. Elephants, lions, yeah, shit like no, that. You know
what I'm against that. But there is a case where it was, I think it's a couple years ago, a guy went over and he paid like $100,000 to kill this black rhino.
Mm-hmm.
There was only three of them in that area, but the one that he killed was it was a male, and it was attacking the other males. So if that rhino would have killed the other males, it would have reduced the chances that population would have been able to grow. And he got a lot of heat for it, but like, he didn't even harvest any of the animal. You know, like, he donated it to there was like a village next to it, and they ate all of it.
Right. Well, you can't bring that shit on a plane, so.
No, you can't.
I mean, maybe with that amount of money, you can figure a way out.
Dude, I went to the Phoenix Zoo, dude, yeah. And I felt guilty the whole time, dude. The whole time. I mean, Brielle had a blast.
And, yeah.
And it's cool to, you know, see the different kinds of animals. But I felt guilty, man. Like, they had mountain lions, and they're in this, like, 50 by 25 foot pin, dude, and they're just...
Have you like, been to Out of Africa?
Out of Africa is super cool.
Yeah.
They have a giant open area. They let the animals roam freely in that area, you know. They develop relationships with, like, the tigers and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. the hippopotamus fucking thing in Out of Africa is gigantic.
It's fucking, dude. Okay? Hippos are scary as shit, dog.
And I don't know if, like, the Phoenix Zoo... I'm not knocking on them, dude. I know they do help out with a lot of conservation and donate, you know. And I'm sure there's a lot of money that goes into, like, running and maintaining a zoo. But, like, I felt bad, dude. They had two rhinos. They were both in separate pens. And like, this is a 4,000-pound animal we're talking about. And, I mean, fuck, dude. He's not living in a place much bigger than my house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I felt bad. I felt guilty.
Yeah. Anyway, so trophy hunting's bad. Hunting is good.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about gun laws? Since we're on the point of hunting.
Well, you know me. I'm a proud left-leaning gun owner.
Tight, bro. Tight. Yeah. We need more of those.
I agree. So I grew up around guns pretty much my whole entire life. You know, I had my first rifle when I was 12 years old, educated about gun safety and all that stuff. I feel like, I've got like two schools of thought, right? And like the first one is like where I like try to look, and it's kind of a pessimistic view, but I also view it as like, kind of more based in reality as far as like where the culture in America stands on firearms is like, people always point to these other countries and like how good they do on like gun violence and stuff like that, which is nice, but we have more guns on the streets in America than there are people, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and with that fact alone, looking at it, it's like any sort of like massive gun legislation, is doomed for failure and just to piss people off.
And it disproportionately affects the people who follow the law.
Right.
To criminals.
Right. On the other side of it, it's like there are like simple things. Like there's this one bill, not like the one that's being polarized, but there's a different one from like the someone that Biden just nominated. But she wants to do like make it like she wants to increase the penalty for people who are like felons who like private sell a gun and get caught. And I think that's probably okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And I'm also... Like, I'm not against, like, when I was younger, before we put in for our first hunt, we had to take hunter safety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we implement, like, a hunter safety program or, like, something to that effect, this is going to get you, in, like, a middle school level. Ooh. Like, teach everybody proper gun safety.
I'm totally down. I'm totally down with that. I would go a step further. I joke about this all the time, but I still kind of think it's cool. It's like issue every American an M16 rifle and require them to take a course, and then they get to keep it. You know what I mean? Like, use my tax dollars for that.
I'm down.
See?
I mean, fuck, we send lots of money, lots of guns all over the world anyways.
Yeah. So, but I mean, obviously, maybe that's not going to happen.
M16, because that's an automatic.
But yeah, no, I agree. I think like with most issues, right? Most issues, the problem, the how you solve it is like with education. So and it's just teaching people and letting people develop their own opinions about it.
And if you don't want to own a gun, sell it to me, dude. What's, you know,
or donate it. There's a link at the bottom.
Yeah, donate it.
Yeah, you know, it's like I believe. And especially like recently, with like the turn of events in America, I think that having the ability to protect yourself is even more important.
Yes.
No matter what side that you're on, left or right, whatever, that doesn't matter.
Like that shouldn't be like a partisan issue.
Right.
You know?
I'm
just going to say it. I hate all of the like ban assault weapon bullshit.
Yeah.
Semi-automatic, how do you say this in terms that they use?
Well, they talk about military style weapons is what they
use. But that accounts for like a minuscule amount of actual gun violence. Like most of the deaths when we're talking about guns are from handguns.
Yep.
And a large majority of those are from suicides.
Yeah. I completely agree. I think that the whole assault weapons type ban stuff is like, I think the intentions are good. I think that the results you would get from it is negligible considering the amount. If you put like the right resources in the right places, you would get a better result.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I'm saying that I think it's a bad thing to do. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to me to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't like click.
I think it's a terrible idea. Because you're just turning a bunch of law-abiding citizens into criminals, like overnight with the stroke of a pen, you know?
Yeah. I think there's like really simple things that we can do. I think education is like the number one thing. It's like if America is going to be a gun culture, which it is and has been for a really, really long time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And they also, I mean, like back in the day, they taught... you know, like you taught your fucking kid about guns and how to be safe with them and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna teach my kid. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna teach Brielle, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna buy her a fucking BB gun tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not.
Silas is probably gonna get a BB gun for his birthday this year. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Get him a little Red Ryder.
Yeah,
buddy.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Does he wear glasses?
No.
Yeah, like
it. Yeah. And you know, and like, it's really hard seeing him who's going to be 10 years old. You know what I mean? He like gun culture is so much more prominent than it was when I was a kid. Sure, we were like running around with like sticks and like pretending to be in like World War II and like shit like that. But like guns are so much more realistic in media nowadays than it was when I was growing up. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
he's watching YouTubers play Modern Warfare. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I can only control so much of that. You know what I mean? And although I try to do a good job, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
you can't prevent everything, you know?
No, you can't hide your kid from the world.
Right. And this, you know what I mean?
Like, I've had to come to terms with this. Like, I cannot hide my daughter from the world.
Right.
The best I can do is
teach her how to navigate it.
Yeah. Have an open conversation with her and have her like ask her questions that cause her to think about something instead of just reacting off of like emotions or whatever, you know?
Yeah. So Silas will probably get a BB gun for his birthday this year. And, you know, and when he's 12, I'll get him a .22 rifle just like I did. You know what I mean?
Let's just take him out. Dude. We can shoot the
Then he'll really shoot his eye out. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll hold it.
No, I won't.
That's toxic masculinity. Hold it like a man.
Give him a good fear. A good, you know, working relationship and fear.
You should be scared of guns.
It's a tool. You know what I mean? Just
like you're scared of hitting your fucking finger with a hammer when you're hitting
it. Or putting my hand over an open flame. You know what I mean? Like,
you're scared to do that?
Well, not all the time. Okay. I'm scared to grab.
I like to put my finger through the flame, you know.
I think it's cool. I forgot to use an oven mitt to grab a cast iron out of the oven one time, and I regretted that. Yeah, that fucking sucked. I grab shit out of the oven all the
time. But we have like those small thin pans.
That cast iron. Oh, that one fucking hurt. But so it's just like the majority of problems can be addressed with just like simple education measures where we just try to have a conversation like we're doing right now. Yeah. And like, teach people about other perspectives, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's super easy and super simple, but people don't want to have a dialogue, you know?
Why is everybody so scared of compromise?
That's a good question, actually. And I feel like it goes, one is like fear, right? Is like, there's like a massive influx of the media telling you that if something is a certain way, that XYZ is going to happen, right? Like if you talk about socialism, it's immediately like, you know, hey, comrade, you know what I mean? Like, the decline of the American society is here now, you know what I mean? Cool. When we already have a lot of socialistic, like, infrastructure in place. And
for all you firefighters out there.
I think it's like, and then the other side of it is like, if people think that they compromised, they think that they lost, you know what I mean? And that's not necessarily the case all the time. So,
no,
which is like, honestly why, I compromise. I voted for Joe Biden. You know what I mean? Like,
that was your compromise?
That was my compromise. But you know, if he does a third of the things that he said he was going to do, then like, I'm okay with it. So yeah.
Well, we're 44 executive orders in.
Yeah. A lot of that was repealing some of Trump's stuff too. So, which I'm okay with.
Like what?
The border wall. Hmm.
It has its pros and cons.
And in my opinion, a lot of this stuff, the executive orders were necessary, at least in line with my ideals, because some of the stuff that Trump put in, it was like written into like the procedures in departments, like in ICE and in like the Border Patrol and stuff like that, right? And so the only way to prevent, because it's in the procedure, right? So changing the procedure takes a long time, right? But if you just say, hey, stop this right now, it's not in the procedure because there's an executive order until they can rewrite the procedure, right? And so that goes the same with like immigrants and like their hearings and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And so like, the only way to stop those things from happening right away was with an executive order. And so that's why I'm okay with it, because it was preventing Trump's agenda from continuing to proceed during the term of a new president.
So do you think we don't have a problem with illegal immigration in America?
So I think we don't have as big a problem as... So illegal immigration has been going down for years and years and years. Yeah. Clinton, Bush, Obama, right? And so I think that it is a problem. I just think taking the hardline stance that Trump did, and that a lot of people have, and that people's fear about illegal immigrants isn't really based in fact. One of my old bosses was a dreamer, right? And like he was, yeah. Like he was born in Mexico, but his parents brought him over a few months after he was born and never got any paperwork. You know what I mean? He doesn't know anybody in Mexico. He doesn't even have family in Mexico. You know what I mean? And currently there's no path to citizenship for him at all. You know what I mean? He's just like hanging out here. You know what I mean? In basically limbo. And at any day they can say, oh, guess what? You got to go. You know what I mean? And I don't necessarily think that's right.
No, I don't think like a mass deportation of all illegal immigrants is anything like that's super, super fucked up. But I do think there are like some things we need to work out in our legal immigration procedure, or I'm not sure how it goes, but like it should be easier.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Like, I completely agree.
There shouldn't be such a huge... And like, I'm not saying... How do I word this correctly? I do it. Like, it is a problem, but not to the extent that they paint it. I think it should be easier to become a U.S. citizen. Cool. There's plenty of open land in the U.S. Like, we need to increase our population. That'll help, you know.
Yeah, millennials aren't having kids, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, not only that, but like, we've gotten like almost.
Stagnant,
and like we still have a lot of growing to do.
Yeah,
dude,
I agree. Like, I do think that like certain things need to change to where like violent criminals and like members of the cartel and all this stuff are not being able to get back in, and that's like a two-faced problem where like. We have to do something, and then the Mexican government has to do something as well. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you know,
and that's where it gets
every
tricky.
Every 4 years, there's a different cartel.
Exactly. Well, and every 4 years, there's a different administration. And yeah. Whenever there's a different administration, whether or not it's left or right, there's an influx of immigration, of illegal immigration.
Are you talking about in Mexico? Because they have like 5 or 6 different parties.
Well, I'm talking about just in America. Okay. So whenever there's
I kind of like.
Oh yeah, I mean the two-party system should be dead.
It's broken.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it's fucked. It's fucked. But there's so much money wrapped up into it that people who are in it will fight tooth and nail.
Yeah, people just vote red or vote blue.
Yeah,
just I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
When
I didn't mean to make that feminine. That was
when I first registered to vote. I registered as an independent because I didn't want to be drawn into like a party because I didn't feel like I fit that certain mold. You know what I mean? And although a lot of like my principles are definitely more left leaning, I still hold some conservative quote unquote values, like when it comes to gun legislation and stuff like that. But I was forced to join a party because I wanted to be able to vote for the Democratic nominee. You know what I mean? And so like, in order for me to have a say in who's going to be on the ticket, I have to join a party. You know what I mean?
Which is bullshit.
Yeah. It's completely bullshit. And so I also think ranked choice voting needs to be a thing too.
Yeah. Yes and no. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
So how ranked choice voting works, right, is you have a list of candidates and you put them in your order of preference, right? And so if you're first...
Oh, so they're not shown to you in an order like 1, 2, 3.
No, no, no. You put them in your preferred order, right? And so for me, right, it would be like Andrew Yang, number 1, right? And then Bernie Sanders, number 2, and then I go down the line, right? Okay. And so if my first choice doesn't get enough votes, right... Then it goes to the next one, right?
Yeah, but that puts so much more pressure on our voting system.
Well, I mean, they're doing it in places. So, like, they do it in Maine, you know what I mean? So it's possible. Why this is important is so it doesn't feel like you're being forced to vote one way or another, right? Yeah. So you can be like, oh, like, you can, like, it can end up being the very last person on your list. But at least your vote tried to go to all these other people, right? It's like my vote... couldn't even go to certain people. Like, it's if you look at the general election, right? It's like, I can either vote for Biden or I can vote for Trump, right? Like,
I wrote an easy, bro.
I believe it.
easy number one, dog.
yeah. I hope Kanye gets the help that he needs. I'm praying for you, Kanye.
Mental health.
Yeah, dude.
Another great conversation.
But so ranked choice eliminates this idea of like winner take all system, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it gives you more options. And I feel like the American people would feel better just with the idea of having more options.
We need more options. I'm sick of like a small amount of the population screaming very loudly, getting heard the most. You know, like they're not accurate representations of what the majority of us look like.
Yeah, no, I completely agree 100%. Which is why term limits is also a good thing too.
Yeah.
We need to bring new people into Washington and kick the people out who have been in there for a really long time.
See, dude, we agree on a lot of politics.
I know.
If you were to scroll my old Facebook feed and scroll your Facebook feed, you would think we hate each other.
Well, there was a time when you were like kind of a Trump zealot just to troll the left. So.
Oh, dude, I love trolling.
Yeah, I know. I
love trolling, so. Dude. It's my favorite thing to do. Yeah. People get so upset, and I just sit here. And I smirk and I read your comment. I smirk and then I say something that's gonna make you more.
I don't know. Bring choice. That's my other thing to fix the American politics, right? Remove dark money, term limits, ranked choice voting. It's my three-prong plan to fix American politics.
Yeah, but
the thing about all those things is like they're actually like viable. You know what I mean?
They are. They're super easy. I don't know enough, I guess, to like give an accurate argument opposing it.
Yeah.
But like I don't see, like, common sense is usually the winner, you know?
I mean, sure.
Common sense dictates the last nor the present president would be in office, but, you know, they're in office.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you told me that Joe Biden was going to win the Democratic nomination, I would have laughed.
Bullshit.
I would have laughed at you.
Bullshit, man.
I mean, it just goes to show you that there are more people who sit in the middle than we think, you know what I mean? Because like Biden originally ran on like a completely centrist plan, and then as he got the nomination, he started adding these more progressive things to draw in the progressive base, which is why I was okay to like vote for him. Because if you forgive some student loan debt, then I'm okay with that, because it's a step in the right direction. If he like,
I don't know about forgiving student loan debt,
makes a path for citizenship for dreamers, I'm okay with that, you know what I mean?
I don't know about forgiving student loan debt.
Why? I mean, Lorena would have a bunch more money if she didn't have to pay her student loans.
She would, but she took a loan out and she agreed to pay it. And she's paid it. Even when they suspended payments through all this COVID stuff, she paid it.
Right.
You know, and like she agreed to that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm
proud of her for choosing to do that. But like when you take out a car loan, okay, you can't afford the fucking car. You agreed to it. You can't pay. They take away the car. Well, you can't take away someone's education. So like,
well, you can't file for bankruptcy with the student loan either. So.
No, for sure. But like,
so that's you're drawing,
but like
you're drawing a parallel to like regular loans, like a home loan, where like if I like suddenly find myself like, oh shit, I can't pay this, I can file Chapter 11 and I can start over, right? Student loans are exempt from filing Chapter 11, which means even if you file bankruptcy, you still have that student loan debt no matter what you do until you pay it off, right?
Yeah, but who really files bankruptcy? We're all broke, dog.
No, but the option's there. You know what I mean? Like if for some reason, say I fucking go out, you know what I mean? And like all of a sudden, like I rack up a bunch of credit card debt, and like my car gets fucking repoed. And if I get sober again, right? And like, fuck, like my credit score's fucked. I can decide to file for bankruptcy and I start from zero. You know what I mean? And
is
like,
that how it works?
Basically.
Can I just file for bankruptcy just to like get that zero?
Well, they would repossess a lot of your possessions, like whatever what? They have. I don't know, your fucking whatever they can, dude. They're banks, dude.
I don't even got much. I've got nothing they want.
Besides
the fact that I owe them money,
dude. Right? So, Chapter 11 is tricky though, right? Because like, starting from zero is worse than having bad credit most of the time. You know what I mean? So like, unless you are confident in your means to get back up there, then there really is no point in filing Chapter 11.
I'm not gonna file bankruptcy.
Right. But
so what about the the middle class blue collar worker who saved up $100 every paycheck for 18 years till his kid went to college and paid for his kid's college?
Okay.
And now he's out that money.
So because you're able to do something doesn't mean everybody else is. And like, I'm not trying, like, good for him. I'm glad he's able to like put in the time and dedication, but everybody's situation is different. And well, why wouldn't you want it to be easier for other people just in general?
Easier for other people to what?
Just in general. So if you wipe out the student loan debt in America, more people have buying power to put into the economy and to pay their bills, and they wouldn't be hammered down by this debt.
Yeah, but if they weren't mentally prepared to be hammered down by that debt, they shouldn't have signed on the dotted line.
Right, except... So
where are we held accountable
student for loan our own choices? Lenders are predatory, right? And this has been proven in like congressional hearings that like customer service is shitty. They intentionally like try to like leave better options, like payment plans out that are like fixed income, like payment plans out, so they can like hammer people with interest. Okay,
so shouldn't we more look into like fixing some of those issues? Like, because from my point of view, like, you agreed to pay that money back.
Right.
You borrowed that money. You agreed to pay it back. Why should the government come in and forgive that debt?
One, because I feel like it's the right thing to do. And like, that's a completely moral argument, and I can't like make a basis for that. But it's like, let me put it to you this way.
Point of view,
so
the right thing to do is, if you agreed to borrow some money and pay it back, you should borrow that money and pay it back.
So
that's the moral thing to do. You agreed to borrow that money.
Right, except I would argue that if the lender was being immoral, right?
So in
their practices, that maybe you don't have an obligation to pay it back because you were being swindled in the first place.
Okay, so that's different. that's different, and that brings back my point of, we should take a deeper look into how this money's being lent. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't a lot of student loans nowadays given by the government?
No, you're absolutely right. It's given by the government most of the time, except in like, it's handled by private. So even though the government issues the money at first, the way the loan collection process works is it goes to a private entity.
So they outsource it.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, that changed with Fannie Mae in like the 80s. So
yeah. So maybe we should take like a deeper look. Don't look at your watch. You got somewhere to go, dude?
Yeah, I gotta meet with a sponsee around like 6 o'clock. So.
Okay. Well, we'll do this like.
No,
like,
it's fine. We got time. It only takes me 10 minutes to get home. It's okay.
Fuck that guy, man. He's gonna die anyways, dude.
Oof. Brutal.
I know. That's what my sponsor told me.
He was like, you're gonna die anyways.
I haven't talked to him in like 9 months.
Should probably find a new sponsor.
Let's not talk about maybe we should take another look at like how these loans are given out and then collected on. Dude, what's $50 for the rest of your life, dude? You know,
like, could be the difference in between buying insulin. You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers got smartphones, dude. You know what I'm saying?
So
everybody's got an $800 phone, but they can't afford.
To your original argument, right? Where you were like the blue collar worker who was able to like save up and pay for college.
It's not fair to him.
So what about like the person who's able to afford insulin as opposed to the person who's not? Are you going to say that person should fucking buck up and like be able to like it's his fault he can't afford insulin? You know what I mean?
No,
like,
fuck that guy. There are already policies in place that take care of that.
Not all the time.
And insulin got pretty cheap the last 4 years.
It's still pretty expensive.
It did, and which is it's wrong. But this is, see, that's a whole different argument, because that's like,
is it
back
though?
To pharmaceutical
because lobbying, because money is people's lifeline, right? And so like, yeah, you can't say that because this person was able to
sign on a dotted line to get diabetes.
No, you didn't, but you could have eaten too many sugary snacks and got diagnosed with it at a later time.
So now you're gonna fat shame me.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I am.
So now you're gonna fat shame me.
Is it bulking season or what, dude?
What are you talking about,
dog? No. So this is the exact same type of argument or logic that we get when people are like, oh, like heroin addicts, like get Narcan for free and
insulin should be free.
And insulin is $750, which, first of all, that whole argument isn't true.
I chose to smoke heroin. I chose to shoot up heroin. I also chose to go to McDonald's and get the extra large Coke and three double doubles.
Right.
Okay.
No, the question that we should be asking is, Why is it like this in the first place, right?
We should be more accountable for our health. McDonald's shouldn't be such a huge
corporation. In the span of like comparing different hardships, it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's
rice is cheap, bro. So is chicken, dog.
It's like instead of asking why the heroin addict is getting like Narcan for free, which doesn't happen,
they still bill you. They don't correlate.
Yeah. You should be asking why your insulin is $750. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm glad this person was able to pay off his student loans. Unfortunately, the statistics show that most people cannot.
Why is that though?
Predatory lending. And so do we say, we know you were taken advantage of, we know that college tuition is super high and it shouldn't be, right? And you're fucked. Or do we say, we know you were taken advantage of, we know college tuition is super high and it shouldn't be, and we want to help you.
Yeah, but don't forgive it though.
Right?
Because...
But how do you help people then? How do you help people pay back these massive student loans, right? Massive amount. It's like $3 trillion in student loan debt that America has.
Well, then have like a three-tiered payment plan.
Okay. So, what does that look like? Does it look like you only pay off a portion of it? Because that's still forgiving it.
I mean, if you have a credit card, they'll take your fucking money whether you're past due or not.
Yeah.
If my minimum payment's $25 and I only have $20, they still take the $20.
Right. And part of that goes down to the predatory lending, because they don't... That is possible with student loans, but they don't tell people that it is, right? They don't say, hey, let me help you get on a payment plan that works for you. They say...
Well, then we should implement something that does that.
Right.
The system should be better, but I don't agree, like...
So I think the amount of interest should be adjusted. I think college tuition should be cheaper. I think community colleges and trade schools should be free.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
I don't think that if you went to Harvard or Yale that you should be able to get your student loans forgiven, or at least the majority of them, right? Like, you know what
Harvard
I mean?
Or Yale.
Right. But I think that
is your dad a politician? You're getting into Harvard or Yale.
Yeah. No, I'm using that as an example of like Ivy League schools, right? If you choose to go
those are a different fucking
right. That's what I'm saying. But if you go to any sort of public, if you want to increase America's ingenuity and get our workforce prepared, you have to make higher education more affordable.
Yeah, but I don't think that forgiving that does that. Forgiving the debt doesn't do that.
Okay, so then I have a question for you. What about the people who are paying student loans right now, who go to like community college and then like maybe 2 years after to get a bachelor's degree at like NAU, and then all of a sudden community college is free? Is it fair to them to have to continue to pay that loan when community college is now free?
No. Who said anything about making community college free?
You just said that you agreed with that when I said that. I was like, make community college and trade schools free.
Well, that's a good question. I'm gonna have to recuse my previous statement. Okay, so maybe we shouldn't make schools free, but they should be more affordable. And the lending process and paying back process
right.
should be more black and white.
And interest shouldn't be so high. for these loans. It's like absolutely ridiculous.
But so another thing
that I have a problem with. I'd be okay with if you just said don't pay any interest on the loan. Just pay the principal amount and you'll be good to go. That's still like $20,000. And for people, it's more, right? Like I'm sure Lorena owed like $80,000 or something like that.
Why should I bring my wife into this stuff?
I'm just using her as an example because she's close by, okay?
Lorena is a responsible, strong, independent woman. And she pays her student loan.
I'm super happy that you're gassing up your wife right now.
Listen, like, I would be super pumped if she had a couple extra $100.
Right.
Or
if she was just like.
But like, do I think that's right or wrong is a different question. Like, I just like there has to be some accountability, dude. Like you agreed to pay that. You agreed to pay that. Now, like, I get it. It's shady. And like, maybe we need to take a look at making that more black and white and like universities, because the government's the one who's in the majority for the majority of the loans giving out the money, right? Universities know it's the government giving out the fucking money. So they raise tuition, dude. Like, I mean, it's a business, dude. And
no, it is. It's completely a business, but we are inhibiting.
There's not a simple solution, dude, but I don't think forgiving student loan debt is the answer.
I think it's a quick and easy way to bolster the economy.
But
so.
Quick and easy isn't always the right fix, dude. I mean, just like the $15 minimum wage. I mean, yeah, it's cool. You know, I'm not against anybody making $15 an hour, but like, if I'm a landlord and you're all of a sudden making more money, shit, dog, I'm making more money, you know? And that's a fucked up way to look at it, but that's what's going
to
happen.
Right, and that's where it brings me back to greed is like the main problem in American society. So.
Yeah, and honestly, the raising $15 minimum wage, it's a Band-Aid to a deeper problem.
Right, I agree that it's a Band-Aid, but until people want to take measures against like the cost of like living or
corporate,
like anything like that, or
the military
getting a better
complex.
Yeah, right, like and that's why I think our priorities need to change.
So why do we keep voting in politicians that just keep this military industrial complex going?
I mean, we're not given much of a choice because of the way that the system is rigged, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I choose not to vote at all, then I'm not taking part in society,
yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I choose to vote,
the way I look at it is like, okay.
No, we're good. We're good.
The way I look at it is our voting system is like, you choose heads or tails, right?
Yeah.
And if you choose heads and it wins heads, you get the quarter. You know? You still get a fucking quarter.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's. Anyways, listen, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
I think this was a very good conversation.
I think it was too.
And I love you.
I love you too.
I like your new tattoo. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, this one's old.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I've had it for a year.
Why are you so disconnected from my life, dude?
Dog, we're fucking old and you're dealing with a midlife crisis, which is why you've got a podcast going on right now.
I got a ponytail.
No, thank you for inviting me, and like, I hope to come back on your show again.
You called it a show. He's the first person. All right, guys, we're out.